It seems like every time you turn on the TV or the radio, there's some new story about terrorism, and it's not your imagination. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So there's been a lot of stuff happening, and it's hitting Bible translation work. But the news isn't all bad. Plus, in God's economy, a stitch in time really does save lives. So back to the original story. If you think 2015 sounds like it's been a violent year, it's because it has been. Global terrorism is at an all-time high, and nobody's immune to it, especially not Bible translators. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says they work in areas that see a lot of persecution.
These are people we know. These are people we've met with, we work with, we pray with. This summer, we had a one-week period of time in which one Bible translator was killed. Another three or four were arrested, and then in the subsequent weeks, another dozen were arrested.
Disruptive? Yes. But Smith said the Bible translators are driven by the urgency to get God's word into the hands of their community. In the area where their worker was killed,
it's been picked up by others that are in that same language group. So there are other translators now that have taken up the work that that translator was doing.
Recent events in the United States, Paris, Turkey, and Lebanon have divided many during a season where people should be coming together. Yet 57 Lebanese churches cooperated for the first time at the Power to Change conference in Beirut. Sat7 was part of a gospel campaign that's centered on how lives are changed by encounters with Christ. Why? Well, because it brings radical change. This was a movement inspired by the Holy Spirit to push back the darkness and allow the light of the Bible to shine through. You're listening to Mission Network News. Prayer warriors, I have a question for you. How long do you pray for someone's salvation? For as long as it takes, right? Well, let me add a boy named Sasha to your list. SOAR International tells us that his life started out rough in Russia. Parental abuse and neglect cost him his leg. While in an orphanage, he met Christians who helped him with a prosthesis. It was his first encounter with the gospel, but he wasn't interested then. Although he's attending church now, keep praying that Sasha would truly come to know the salvation and peace of Christ. The ability to celebrate Christmas is an answered prayer for some. You see, most U.S. families plan to spend around $800 on Christmas presents this year. But for special needs families helped by King's Table Ministries, Christmas isn't even an option. KTM's Sally Gallagher explains.
Some of the families will have no Christmas if it isn't for other families that has a heart to sponsor them. Right at this point, we have 25 families that are very, very needy. Sometimes they don't even have very much food.
As believers meet immediate needs, special needs families see the love of Christ in action.
A lot of the families are just feeling alone. When I would take them to our church, I'd see them stand and just cry in the hallway because people go by and say hi to their children and hi to them because they've been shunned either before or they don't think that anybody's going to accept them.
Three families need sponsors as soon as possible. Visit us online to learn more. And finally, sometimes extending Christ's love can actually change lives. That's exactly what's happening with a project supported by India Partners. This month, 70 women are graduating from its tailoring program, where students learn a valuable skill to help them earn a steady income. Donna Glass with India Partners says,
we currently have 6 tailoring schools in Andhra Pradesh. When they go through this training, they learn not only just how to sew, but they also get business skills, how to market themselves.
While it's vital that these women learn new skills, they're also receiving something much more important.
As the women go through the tailoring school, there are daily devotions. So they're, even if they aren't Christian when they come to the tailoring school, and it's not a requirement, it's open to all, regardless of faith, they are exposed to the gospel each day. As part of their training.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount M&N is making available, Chris Tomlin's CD called Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home so you can keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.